roll.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know I cut you off. I'm sorry. Okay. But we're on a roll.
We are recording.
Yo.
Yo.
What it do, family?
What it do, Brody? How's everything going, man?
Pretty good, man. I'm feeling a little high on the hog here. You know, we'll get to that a little bit later. But before we move on and get... Oh.
Gotta bring my dance. Dang, sure gotta bring my dance out now. But what were you saying?
Before we get to the rest of the episode, this episode of the Walk-Ons Podcast is sponsored by Waygood, the original protein shake on a stick. And I don't know if you guys saw their story. They're sold out in Northwest Arkansas, where we're located still.
Sold out. I actually went before I got here. Still gone. And I was holding on to my bars, I'm not going to lie. Normally, I'm eating them right after I work out. I kind of had to slow down since I know when I was going to be able to get them again. 15 grams of protein per bar. It's usually my go-to source again after working out, after hitting the gym, after lifting, after boxing. You know, just a quick little source of protein that you know is, you know, good and flavorful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've noticed that I saw, you know, you put a video out about, you know, three tips to open your hips up.
There we go.
And more athleticism. So
for sure.
Waygood definitely has everything in there to replenish those muscles and help you guys, you know, get better. The summer is a good time to get better. It's a good time to
say that,
you know, get stronger, get faster, work on something that you're not great at.
Say that.
In your respective season. And Waygood will be there with you every step of the way. I, you know, your strawberry is your favorite. Chocolate is mine. I'll go so far as to say that the chocolate tastes like a fudge bar.
Yeah. Don't sleep on the cookies and cream either.
That's a good point.
That's a good one. You feel me? I mess with the cookies and cream too. So
yeah. So whenever we get them, they will be on the show at some point. We just, you know.
We're going to have to get a fridge, bro. We got to get a fridge in here. Real talk.
We do have to get a fridge.
But shout out Waygood, man. Thank you for sponsoring the video. And, yeah, if you got them in your area, go check them out.
Yeah, y'all. Go pick yourself up some Waygood bars. They'll probably be linked in the description, assuming that I do my job. With that being said, let's get into it. A lot has happened.
Word.
But I do want to address something really quick.
Do your thing.
It was nice beating everybody in the bracket challenge.
He's waited so long.
For sure. I got to give you props because after the first day of the tournament, I'm like, yo, I'm up. I'm looking good. Clay, how you looking? Clay was like, man, I'm like seventh or eighth or something. Like, you know, I'm like, I can't relate. You feel me? I'm second behind one jerk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Which is crazy because that one jerk ended up I think he got like the first 28 games, right?
He did,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Or something like that. I don't
know.
He
was working for sure.
That's crazy.
It was wild.
He's elite. He's elite.
And ended up, I don't know, you know, I don't know why you picked Illinois. Just never going to get that done. Shout out to, you know, whatever. Anyway, but yes, I did win the bracket challenge. But we do want to say thank you to the 18 of you that entered. Jay and I were also in there as well. Lainey didn't even get a bracket. She didn't even fill her bracket out.
I physically filled one out. I didn't put it in ESPN.
We did fill it out on the show.
Yeah.
So that's true. But yes, you know, overall thoughts on March Madness, on college basketball. We'll probably circle back around to some even bigger news here in a little bit. But what were y'all's thoughts on the tournament? You know, and obviously UConn going back to back.
Yeah, big time for UConn to be able to do that. We kind of saw it coming. I feel like, you know, we talked about it. They seem like the most dominant team, the most consistent team throughout the year. So, to be real, it was kind of nice to just see a team go back to back and kind of see a team gel like in that fashion.
Yeah.
I think my favorite game was probably that Texas A&M and
Houston.
Yeah.
That was my favorite game. A pure shootout.
Yeah.
You feel me? And everybody was hooping. You could tell both teams were playing with a great sense of urgency. Like you could feel it, bro. Mm-hmm. My favorite game throughout the tournament. Overall, I thought the tournament was pretty good though. It went about how I expected. What about you?
Yeah, give your thoughts first.
Personally, I'm going to throw in a hot take. I feel like the girls' tournament was better than the boys.
I ain't mad at that.
But no, that's just me. I feel like the girls was actually got the attention it deserved this year, and I feel like there was just a lot more talent surrounding a lot of really, really good games with the girls' bracket. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, women's college basketball and really women's basketball is up right now.
It is, though.
It's crazy what those ladies have done for the sport of basketball in general. But, yeah, I mean, we all said, you know, UConn looks like the team to beat. I'll tell you one thing, that clip from Dan Hurley is aged like a fine wine. You know, two or three years ago they won, like, I think they won like two conference games. They and then maybe won like.
What'd he say? I didn't see it.
He said, "You better get us now,
because
it's coming."
Yeah.
And he said,
"I like
you." It was. I think it was in like 2021. Yeah. I can't remember when he said it, but
I
he
think
said,
it was. Yeah, I think it was right before. I think it was right before they started like getting really hot. And yeah. Essentially, yeah, like Clay said, he basically was like, "Y'all better start picking us now, because yeah. if you don't pick us now, then you're going to regret not picking us now," essentially is what he said. And just said, like, credited a lot of the people that he had on the team at the time and just said, like, they're really helping us build the foundation and they're getting us there. Because I think that year they also, like, didn't even make the NIT. Mm. Like, the year before they won the national championship, like, I don't even think they made the NIT.
Tough.
And then he reloaded and then all of a sudden he's hitting people in the mouth. So yeah. it was just different.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a little 12-second clip of it.
Recruit and develop and bring in the type of players that will bring UConn back. People better get us now.
Mm. Talk
that. That's all. You better get us now.
And then, you know, so on and so forth. He went on to talk about it. But that's age like fine wine. And so that's super cool. It's always he's a very deserving coach. I think he's done a lot with player development. A team that lost, Jordan Hawkins, Sonogo.
Mm-hmm.
You did keep Tristan Newton and Donovan Klingon. So, you know, and you had another freshman that stepped up and played really well.
Yeah, he's tough.
I think it's just a testament to UConn's coaching staff, their player development, and, you know, everything they got going for them. I did kind of disagree with the whole, like, UConn basketball has been running basketball for, like, 20 years. It's like,
you can honor that, huh?
Nah, I don't think I can. But then again, it's like, who really has? You don't really know. But, you know, I think UConn, as far like winning a national championship is extremely hard. It's only six games, but it's the six best shots at you as a team.
For sure.
Each time, especially when you're the number one seed. So, you know, not discrediting any of that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've been running it. Y'all let us know down in the comments if you agree with me or who you think may have been running basketball. I know a team that some people might say.
Oh, yeah.
With a familiar face in Fayetteville now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is instead of doing the way good things we saw, you know, this week, this month or whatever, we'll just, as they come up, we'll just talk about them, okay?
I'm with that.
You know?
Cause
we usually do a way good segment sometime in the episode where – we, Jay and I, you know, have a collection of clips, Laney as well, that we show you guys. But I guess the best thing, the way good thing that we've seen, John Calipari stepping off of the plane at Drake Field, which is crazy.
It is, though.
John Calipari stepped off at Drake Field, Drake, Kentucky,
Okay. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Something, right?
Yep. There's a correlation. There's some correlation for sure.
There is some correlation. But, yeah, so John Calipari is new head basketball coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
That's exciting.
The only thing that would have made it better is if he would have brought Drake with him.
That would be crazy.
Drake. Hey, I heard Drake might be in the transfer portal, too.
Come on, Drake.
Damn.
Come build a house in Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's wild.
But
it's wild. I ain't going to lie.
But that whole situation was extremely, extremely cool. I remember us talking about it.
Well,
we
sure.
literally called you like 20 minutes before it happened and said, yeah. "Man, have you heard the news?" And you're like, "What?" And it was all speculation still at that point, and it was like, "Man, they say we might get Cal," and everybody, me, Laney, and Jay, all three were like, "Nah,
ain't no way."
Because of the candidates that they had thrown out previously, it's like we go from X, Y, and Z to Cal,
right?
Hey, but Hunter Yurecek got it done. Shout out to John Tyson.
We salute you, Hunter Yurecek.
OBS.
You really need to salute the Chicken Man.
John
Tyson
chicken
is
man,
what made
real.
That happen.
Man, that's big time. It's been nothing but great energy out here. You can tell, too.
Yeah.
Since he's become the head coach. Like, it's a lot of upside.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the potential, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think everybody's excited about basketball and football. Normally, you kind of be excited about one or the other.
Right.
You feel me? Or you get more excited about the other one as it's approaching. Like, okay, football season.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm going to automatically be excited. But now with the coaching staff being on the football side, then with the coaching staff being on the basketball side and, you know, being able to rebuild the team, it's like it's a fresh start around.
Yeah.
You can feel it, bro. Yeah. It's crazy. You can feel it around here. So for sure an exciting opportunity, I think.
To your point about that, this past weekend we had our red white spring game, and before then we had a schedule. We actually had a schedule change.
Yeah,
I knew nothing about it.
Yeah,
didn't care either.
Like right,
football,
right.
Football, you know, that we play football in like 6 months in September.
That's true.
Right?
Didn't you care know? Anything because John Calipari's our head coach.
Yeah.
And then our baseball, like, so our it was a really bad year last year for Arkansas athletics. Our football team was, you know, subpar. We didn't play very well. And then obviously our basketball team just abysmal. And now baseball is right in the ship. We lost a series not too long ago to another SEC school. We dropped from number one to number two, but we had been number one for like 5 weeks or something crazy. So we're starting 2024 with the number one, number two ranked baseball team. Our track and field team have won indoor and outdoor national championships already.
Softball is in the top 15.
Our gymnastics team they had advanced like to the Elite Eight. I don't know if they went any further or if they lost.
I think they lost in the Elite Eight.
I see. And then our softball team's number 15. Our soccer team made it to the Sweet 16 or the round of 32 of the NCAA tournament. Like, hopefully 2024, and we brought our former head coach back, offensive coordinator now, Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
When we were the best we've been in a very, very long time. So he's now running the offense, and then obviously Coach Cal. And NIL money apparently just I guess it grows on trees now. Yeah, I guess maybe last year we spent – maybe last year we planted the trees, right? The money
right.
trees.
But now
– Yeah.
We up.
Yeah. Say all of that to say.
Yeah, it's up.
This
for sure.
is the year we're going to win every national championship.
Don't say that because we'll be just as bad. We'll jinx us. But, yeah.
We up this year, though.
So, yeah. Definitely one of the way good things – the way good thing,
yeah.
I guess, for me –
for me too.
Is John Calipari coming over? I'm a little nervous. You know, he's been announced for a couple of days, maybe a week and a half. We only got one commitment.
Big Z.
Big Z. Shout out to Big Z. Come on the pod if you see this.
That's what's up.
We'd love to have you. But I'm ready to get some more commitments, man. Now I saw Boogie Flynn applied for his release of his NLI, his National Letter of Intent. So hopefully he comes over here. There's another one, Jaden. Quaintance, I think
yes,
it's Jaden. I don't know if it's Jaden. Sorry if I butchered that name, but
not familiar with him.
I think he's number 8 NBA top 100 right now.
He is.
It's like a 6'9", 6'10 guy, can shoot it.
Best part about the kid, though, is he's 17 years old. So
yes,
he will
true.
Have to play 2 years at whatever school he goes to. He'll have to play 2 years in NCAA, whether he goes to two different schools or whatever. But you have to be 18 years of age in the calendar year of the NBA draft. So he won't be 18 by the time that he will be up for being in the draft next year.
Yeah.
So he'll have to play at least 2 years in the NCAA wherever he decides to go, whether it's one school 1 year and then one school the next or whatever, or he goes pro overseas or what. Yeah, it just depends. But so that's to say the kid is young, so that's really nice as well.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this on the pod, on previous pods too. Like, nobody should ever really outbid us. If we want the kid, we should be able to get the kid.
For sure.
You know, especially with NIL now, but because you got John Tyson, the Walton family. Have y'all ever heard of Walmart? Yeah, that's in Bentonville. It's about 10 minutes from here.
Yep.
Obviously, J.B. Hunt has done their part, and now the Stevens. You and I know the Stevens.
Yeah.
That big skyscraper in our hometown, Little Rock, you know, Stevens Inc.
That's true, actually.
I think his assets now are about like $4 or $5 billion. So he's in the mix. So we got –
Damn.
There's a lot of hidden money in Arkansas.
Gotta give me one of them NILs. Look,
yeah, where do we sign?
I know where. Hey, yeah, I get one of them NILs. Look.
But, yeah, so Arkansas is up this year. Hopefully it turns
out. Now we up.
Hopefully it turns out good.
That's what's up.
Yeah. You know.
It is Jaden. Jaden Quaintance.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere where his dad had tweeted, like, we rolling with the big dog till the wheels fall off, and it was a picture of Cal. This was last week, so.
That's all.
Hopefully they do ride with the big dog.
Yeah, so right now it says the 2024 rivals 150 updated today. So 150 updated today. Some significant names for Arkansas. These are all former Kentucky guys for Cal. Number 8 is the Jaden Quaintance kid, 5-star. Number 10 is Boogie Fland, 5-star. Number 16 is Liam McNeely. He's a 5-star. 21, Carter Knox. He's a top 4-star.
Yeah.
Number 22, cold. Billy Richmond. He's a 4-star. And then number 53 is Cyril. I don't know how you say it.
I think he's from. Is he from OTE?
I'm not sure where he's from.
I know he. I know Cal was at OTE today.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he's at OTE today.
Like, guess
yeah.
what? He wasn't watching from the floor. He was up in the balcony.
Yeah.
With the scouts. Yeah.
With the scouts. So. Word. But yeah, we're excited. You know, y'all get your tickets. Come down if you want to, or you hate up. You know. Put a target on our back if you want to do that, too. It doesn't really matter.
That's what's up. I'm excited, bro.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we got to – let's move on, I guess, from college basketball since the tournament's over and we got our big news out of the way. Now, starting tonight, really, actually, the NBA in-season tournament is happening.
Yeah, for the play-in joint?
Yep, the play – not in-season tournament. I'm sorry. Thank you.
The play-in?
I almost said it again. The play-in, yes. We had, for the first time ever in a long time, we had, a three-way tie? Just outright three-way tie for first in the
That's
West?
That's so crazy.
Yes, that is crazy.
So, but shout out to Jay Will in there.
You know what I'm saying? Big Thunder.
What a pro wants. What a pro needs.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? yeah, shout out to OKC, Jay Will, Isaiah, J-Dub. You know, congratulations on getting it done, being champs of the I guess not champs. You're number one in the playoffs, but let's talk about I guess our playoff predictions, our playoff picture. It's a little bit different now, right? It's not like NCAA tournament game where you can look and see like, okay, this guy's like that. He's just on a smaller team,
right?
You got guys like Steph, LeBron, Ant-Man. You know, obviously OKC,
Shea.
Yeah, I mean. There's all kinds of opportunity here for the NBA playoffs. What are your predictions? I know you call me a lot and be like, you watching the game? I'm like, oh, I'm watching Is It Cake?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? School of Chocolate or something, you know? Something crazy.
Which, by the way, Clay, I put Clay on a lot of those cooking shows. Clay, don't lie. You never watched those. And then when you started watching them now.
I didn't watch Is It Cake, but we decided together to watch it. And then School of Chocolate, we actually decided together.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Either way, they're good shows if you're in the lull of not having anything to watch right now because there's no sports other than NBA.
Yeah. School of Chocolate's a little dramatic for me. I'm going to be real honest with you. But it's cool.
Word.
Their instructor's really dope. But, yeah, I want to – so what are your thoughts on the NBA season? What are the playoffs picture? What are your predictions?
I guess overall I still think it's going to be tough to beat the Nuggets in seven.
Yeah.
I like the Mavericks. Oh, that hurt. Gosh, I do. The Mavericks looking good, bro.
Yeah.
I like how well you guys are, you know, starting to kind of put it together, especially at the right time. That's what's important because you can put it together beginning of the season and it not matter later on. It's about, you know, kind of putting it together when you're trying to close out the season and roll into the playoffs.
Sure.
And that's what they've been doing. So that series between them and the Clippers, I think that's going seven.
I think
that's going seven, bro. And that could just go either way. It just depends, really. I mean, if Kawhi don't play, then it might go five. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know if he's going to play or not.
Yeah. Just like we don't know if he's going to play in the Olympics or not, which that's a whole other conversation.
He said, I'm going to take the last spot. Leave it available for somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody might actually need the hoop.
You feel me? Yeah.
We don't know if you're going to really hoop or not, bro. And we know you cold, but like, can we depend on you for real?
Right. My back hurt.
You know, I'm cool on USA altogether. It's like, what? What happened? What? But, yeah, bro. So, that series I'm looking forward to. I still think it's going to be tough to beat Denver in seven. I still think the top two teams still just kind of fairly young.
Mm-hmm.
Cat is back, so that might help the Timberwolves some.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think Denver still comes out the West, bro. I mean, and that sucks to say, but I just think they have a complete team. Jamal Murray is still looking pretty solid. He came back from an injury. He's been battling injuries off and on this season, but, you know, starting to look good around the right time like we just talked about. So it's tough to beat a team like that in seven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would love to see OKC come out the West. You feel me?
Like 100%.
That's kind of home squad. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I still think it's going to be tough for him. You know what I'm saying? That playoff run is a little different, but I'm rooting for him for sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit more grueling.
Where you at?
Where am I at?
Yeah.
I'm following your lead, kind of, right. Honestly.
I mean, I wouldn't be discouraged to say the Mavericks can do it, though. I'm going to be honest, because Jokic can't get what he just want on Dan.
That's true.
You feel me?
That's true.
And that's a huge, like, when you got that type of ability to stop somebody with that type of ability, like, from an offensive standpoint from Jokic, like, mm-hmm. that's going to help, bro, automatically. Mm-hmm. Not saying he ain't going to be able to score, but can he get what he want every time? Nah, Dan ain't going for that.
Right.
Whereas with Rudy Gobert, he just score anytime you want on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Any of the other bigs, I feel like, he just score whatever he want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Dan ain't just going for that.
Right.
So, I mean, if it come down to it, Dallas and Denver, that might go seven.
Mm, yeah.
Luka against his bro, basically.
His buddy, yeah.
You feel me? So.
His buddy. Yeah, I every time I see the two of them having fun, it makes me – my heart skips a beat.
It's, yeah.
Like, he's afraid he's going to lose.
At some point, the two of them are going to play together.
I know.
And
I
just hope that Luka is still in a Mavericks jersey when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Given the fact that he has not won a championship, it will probably go the other way. But to your point, me being a Dallas fan,
I'm
constantly reminded about potential and coming up short with the Cowboys. So
that's true.
I always expect the worst and hope for the best. I do agree. I do think the Mavs are playing really good ball. I think picking up Dan was a major, major move for
PJ Washington too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been playing well. You know, they you probably need another shooter around
think
so? Those guys. It's just because Tim Hardaway can shoot it, but who's on the bench? Derek Lively? He ain't shooting it.
Fact.
You know, so
actually.
With a little bit of shallow depth, you know, it's – I guess Maxey can, but I don't really – you know, I don't have a ton of confidence. I think – Here's what we need to get down to.
Okay, I'm
Why
listening.
In the hell do the Clippers and the Mavs have to play each other every single year?
Hey, you telling me? I don't know. I can't figure it out. I was hoping to not play y'all. I'm be real. I'm like, not this year. Nah, this year might be crazy. PG been hooping this year,
he
though.
He has.
I ain't going to lie.
He has.
He might have the most ankle breakers from a player this year.
That one on Evan Mobley was kind of crazy. I ain't going to lie.
He hit Anthony Edwards with that, with mm-hmm. something crazy.
He did? I didn't see that.
Ant-Man fell.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Ant-Man
returning to the earth is crazy.
No, they did. They kind of swept it under the rug, though, because, you know, Ant-Man hot right now. But you saw that, Lainey?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Ant-Man was something crazy, too.
I think they swept it under the rug because Ant-Man had a dunk that game that kind of overshadowed him getting dropped. But I'm pretty positive that was the same game that they were like, oh, look at this play, though.
Yep.
Don't look at that one, but look at this.
That Erykah Badu. That PG put that Erykah Badu on him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, PG has been hooping. You know, I'm excited. I think, obviously, I guess it started in the bubble. Anytime the Mavs and the Clippers play, it's anybody's series.
Yeah.
Sure.
You just never know. They're, you know, they're each other's kryptonite. It's like when you got the top two teams in the SEC and they're trying to get, like, a higher seed in the NCAA tournament, and then it comes down to, like, they got to play each other in the tournament championship. It affects you at some point, but you really want – those teams are really good that you would rather see – them not have to play each other every year, and not have to beat each other up. But I do agree with your thought process of the Nuggets coming out.
Yeah,
I think they have such a complete team. I think they've got pretty much, correct me if I'm wrong, pretty much the same team.
Yep, except Bruce Brown, I think.
Right, which
he helped them, but
yeah, he did. And you can
Aaron Gordon is just such a huge piece for them, bro, that people don't see.
Yep.
He need to go somewhere else, because then it'll change a little bit. Aaron, he bails. Hey.
He does. Mm-hmm. He does. Mm-hmm. He's a trash guy for sure.
No bull. He can hold a lot. 1-4.
Yep.
Gets the board, slashes at the right times.
Yep.
Can score and get you 12 to 15 when you're keying in on the other guys. That's what you need.
Yep. From a basketball perspective, if you guys want to learn how to move better without the ball, you need to watch the Nuggets play. Because they do. I was listening to Mind the Game, you know, Bron and JJ's new. Everybody get a pod. Walk-On started in 2020. Everybody get a pod now. Or 2018, actually. 2019. I don't remember when everybody wants to be on a podcast now. But y'all, just please just watch and like the video so we can get up there with them. Cause
for sure.
We got some of the same takes. We just not pros.
That's true.
We retired. But anyway, I'm off my soapbox. But yeah, it's just listening to how they talk about how Jokic is a really good court mapper, like basically saying like he's a chess player. He's two or three moves ahead. And they described a play where it was going to be a middle ball screen and Jamal Murray was going to be able to roll or drive with to his right hand like a DHO or whatever. And before the play was even set up, Jokic told – they had Aaron Gordon in the corner, the left corner, and they had another guy on the left wing, Jamal Murray bringing the ball up center. Jokic was on the other side, and then they had a guy on the right wing.
Yep.
Slot – or the strong wing. Strong, right, left, weak. Y'all could just go watch the podcast. You'll learn a lot more. We don't have time to get into it. We will if we get a whiteboard, but y'all got to watch so we can make some money so we can get a whiteboard too.
We're going to need some cheese for that.
But just saying, like, as Jokic was coming up the floor, he was telling the guy on the left wing, like, cut through.
Yeah.
You got to go through. And he, you know, he set the whole thing up. The play worked perfectly with what they wanted. So, yeah, having a guy like that that, you know, almost has that LeBron James IQ, can see two or three plays ahead, two or three, maybe not plays, but movements, mm-hmm. reads and reactions, and really understands the game. It's just really tough to beat somebody like that.
Right.
But I do agree. I think the Nuggets come out the West. What about the East?
Well, let me ask you this before we go to the East. Tonight we have Sacramento and the Warriors for the ninth spot, I think.
Yeah.
Who you taking? Laney, you can pitch in.
Okay.
I'm taking the Kings.
Going Kings? I want to go Warriors. Who you got?
Shout out to Sil.
The thing I hate the most.
Come back on the pod, Sil, please.
Huh?
Come back on the pod, Sil, please.
Yeah, he'll patch in anytime, for sure.
The thing I hate the most is I just feel like the Kings are going to win. I don't have a good feeling about Golden State. Yeah. I just don't know why. But I hate that because I hate that for Steph is really mm-hmm. what I hate it for most.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who you got?
I'm going Warriors.
You going Warriors? Based off of how Klay's been moving, Draymond, and just it's like – that's the best way that I can describe this with like a Clayism. I don't really have one off the top, but it's like if okay, prime example here. When you go as long as you did, when I came up here when I was 18 years old to Fayetteville to go to school, and I found a gym that I like to hoop at because I didn't like hooping at the university. There's too many freaking people. I can't do all that, but I found a gym that I like to go to and got to know a lot of the people that played. We played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Okay.
So it took Friday at lunch too. So Monday through Friday, take Saturday off, play Sunday. Played 6 days a week. You get to know the people that you play with real yep. quick, right? So I did that for like till COVID, really. And then I have not been back to that gym consistently to play. Now, you and I have played pickup there a couple times. But the same people that you hooped with when you were like 18 or 19, you can see how their game has either slowed down or changed drastically based on how they've aged, based on, you know, whatever life happens, obviously, mm-hmm. outside of being a pro athlete. But you can kind of relate it to that of like they had their time.
Damn, the Warriors ran their course.
I feel like they're on their way down. Now, yeah. Now they could, if they get busy in the draft and, you know, get in the free agency or whatever, I feel like they might be able, before they just drop back down, because they're never going to be down at the bottom as long as Steph Curry's on their team. They're going to always have a fighting chance. But yep. you got to have an athletic big around Steph. You got to have other shooters that are consistent that are going to be able to,
right.
you know, stretch that floor because – When you've got, and I know I'm talking a lot, but when you've got Dre on the floor, when you got Looney on the floor, you got Clay, Steph, and who would be your, just say Gary Payton. Who are you going to worry about? You really gonna let? I'm gonna let Clay at this point in his career. I'm gonna let Clay make one.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
That's tough.
Which I'm is not, so crazy.
That's so crazy to say.
4 years ago, bro, you would have been like, you got to guard them all. You got to guard everybody on the floor. As soon as they touch half court, you got to pick them up.
I'm gonna let Clay make one.
You're gonna let Clay make one.
Don't get it twisted. I know that he's probably gonna make it.
Word.
But if he misses, I know immediately. Okay, like.
This ain't the same Clay.
It's not the same. Now, if he make one, it's like, nah, you get on out. Like, no, absolutely. Go treat him like 2016 Clay.
Yeah.
You gotta get out there and you
2016
gotta.
2016 Clay was wild.
You gotta crowd him. You gotta treat him like game seven or game six. Was it game six, Clay? What's
game
the
six.
Alter ego?
I'm pretty sure it's game six.
You gotta
six,
treat him. If he make one, you gotta flip into that mode. Like, you gotta pay a little bit more attention to him. But with Looney and Draymond Green, I mean, especially if you got Looney and Green and Gary Payton, I'm not worried about nobody else, really, other than Steph Curry and maybe Klay Thompson. Yeah.
Dang, that's tough. They ran their course.
I think they're on their way. I think they're – it's not this. It's not straight down.
Getting there.
But it's probably more like this.
Damn, they headed down, though.
Headed down, yeah.
They headed down. Okay, okay.
On the other contrary of the play-in game. The
Lakers won.
Lakers are only up two.
Ooh.
With like 3 minutes left.
They were up by like 14.
With 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, the Lakers are only up two, and the Pelicans have been punching back. So,
ooh.
Mm-hmm. What is a playoff going to be like without Bron? Can we talk about the possibility of that? Because that's a possibility.
It's a reality coming at this point.
What does a playoff look like without Bron?
Rough, I think.
Yeah.
It's so because we're so used to seeing them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, you are, for me, I'm used to seeing him there, but he hasn't been super far since the bubble.
Yep.
That it's like you kind of get trained to realize, like, he's not there. You know what I mean?
It's hit you already.
It'll be crazy when he's not on the commercial. When he's not on ESPN, when he's not the guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Literally,
headlining.
He's driving the ball on a team that's
knotted with a minute and 23 seconds left, by the way.
Like, so when that's not there and that's gone, it's going to be just like Kobe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But that's as far true. As like his dominance in the playoffs, he's just like Steph. Any team Bron's on has got a fighting chance just because he's LeBron James.
That's real. Yeah. Okay.
But.
Woo. Well, they got to pull this one off.
Yeah, they definitely
this
do.
This for what, the seventh spot, right?
Seventh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seventh.
Yeah, seventh. Lakers are up two with a minute left.
Now, this team, they get a second chance, right?
Yeah.
They get to play the winner or the loser.
The
winner.
Of 9 and 10, right?
9 and 10, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
They'll be eighth, and then 8 and 9 to play.
Yep.
Is this the second season that they've done the play-in games?
I think it's the third.
Third?
Yeah, I think it's
okay.
The third.
I lose track.
Me too.
I'm still trying to.
I think it's the third.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that before.
I know.
I'm telling you one thing. If you want to, now I get it for ratings and you got to stretch the season a little bit longer, but you want to really make NBA basketball have a lot of ratings, turn it into an NCAA tournament.
Man, they talked about that for a little bit, though. They kind of, you know, they talked about that, but.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what the in-season tournament was kind of supposed to kind of replace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Type. You know what I'm saying?
I also feel like you can't replicate March Madness, even if it's with the pros. Like, I feel like there's only one March Madness, like, in across all sports. Like, it's only one sport that does that.
Yeah. I think in football you'll start to see a little bit more with the 12-team
playoff. With the 12-team. Good point. Good point.
It'll be better.
Does that start this year?
Mm-hmm. It does.
That's what's up.
You just got to be in the top 12.
You got to be 12.
That's what's up, though.
Be 13. Yeah. Is,
yeah.
Hard day.
Better luck next year, Dirk.
Lakers are up four with 50 seconds
let's
left.
Talk about – let's move to the East, and then I had a question.
Okay.
Who you got coming out the East?
Probably Celtics by default.
I think
I like New York, though. New York is a sleeper team. I'm not going to lie. Brunson is crazy.
Yeah, he is. He's, yeah.
Yo, Brunson, look at that.
Yeah!
Brunson.
Yeah. Jalen, I don't.
But y'all got Kyrie, so y'all straight now.
Yeah, you're good now. You're good.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We got Kyrie. When we first got Kyrie, I wasn't sure how often Kyrie was going to be on the clock. He's locked in now. He's clocked in for sure. He got a best friend in Luka, and he got a big that rolls hard, and he can throw a lob to.
Yep. Facts.
Which all is all he needs. But I think now, yeah, with Giannis and that no contact injury, I think the road just got even wider for the Celtics to just go on through.
Yeah.
Now between so Nuggets out the West, Celtics out the East. Nuggets again?
Yeah.
You think there's 5, 6, 7, 4?
Six.
So they get it.
Six. For some reason, I'm thinking 5, but I think 6, bro. They would go 6.
5 would get it done in Denver. 6 would get it done in Boston, right? Who's got the best overall? No.
Celtics.
The Celtics. So 5 would get it done in Boston because it's flipped.
So then it'll be 6.
Yeah, I'm thinking 6.
That's normally how it plays out, probably. I feel like.
Yeah.
They're going to pull a UConn. They're going to repeat.
I think so. I mean, they got the same team.
Great transition. Speaking of UConn, I want to hear y'all's thoughts on this. When I was listening to the – I ain't even going to say it because I don't want them to get free pub. Y'all come watch us. When I was listening to LeBron and, the other guy.
Yeah.
Which really –
The other guy is crazy. The other guy is wild.
If you think about it, we're really like – The non-pro version of that. You know what I mean? Like, we really are. Though.
Northwest Arkansas version of LeBron and J.J. Redick.
We already got 85% Bron.
That's true. That is true.
85% Bron, and you got a shooter in the gym. Best shooter in the gym. When I walk in, I'm the best shooter in the gym, no matter what gym I'm in. Unless Dusty Hannes is in there, then that's a different story. But speaking of UConn, on that podcast – he said that LSU and Iowa women, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, was played on a Thursday night, and it had better ratings than the Miami game on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we talked about this at the beginning. This is what we want to talk about for women. Women's basketball is about to be up, I feel like.
Now they up.
You had a lot of storylines. You had, obviously, South Carolina undefeated, almost lost a couple times.
But freaking gutted it out, pulled it out. Yeah.
Pulled it out. You had UConn, Paige Beckers coming off a 720-some-odd hiatus of not playing in an NCAA tournament game. You obviously had Caitlin Clark, who broke every record known to man.
Yeah.
And basically. Women.
Oh, yeah.
Man and women.
Sure.
And you had Angel Reese, you had the bad kids on the block, because a lot of people hate LSU.
They were labeled the villains.
The villain, that's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But you had a lot of storylines in the women's NCAA. You had a couple here and there in the men. Obviously, Reggie and Houston getting that win. That was cool for us, for people who may not have had a relationship with him, probably didn't hit as hard as it did us, for sure. But then you had DJ Burns.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Burns.
I mess with DJ Burns.
I do too.
You had DJ Burns. You had, that was like an emerging thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew about NC State. They won like 8 games in a row.
Yep.
Then you had Jack Golkey.
Yep. That's the shooter.
Flamed
Oakland, Kentucky. Who beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Beat Kentucky. But these are
best thing that could have happened to us.
Thank you, Jack Golkey. Clap it up for Jack Golkey. Thank you, sir. Yes.
Clap
it up for Jack, for sure.
Man, appreciate you.
But all of these things are kind of what you expect in a men's March Madness tournament. You have the heroes and the villains, and they come out in March.
Yeah.
But you had all of that coming into the tournament in March for the women.
That's true.
And obviously they rolled right into the WNBA draft. Caitlin Clark, you said, obviously she went number one, but you said Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They sold out all their tickets already?
It's like season tickets are like sold out. Like, she's already done record numbers, and her jersey has sold more, men or women, in the first 24 hours of a draft, men or women. Her jersey.
That's horrible.
Crazy.
Like, that's Fanatics horrible. Or whoever is doing, does WNBA jerseys as well, they, are not going to be able to keep up with the demand. Like, they're sold out of Caitlin Clark jerseys.
By the way, I got a bone to pick. Can we get a Dan Gaffer jersey on Fanatics, though?
We've been trying to buy one.
Yeah. I don't want to have to make my own. I don't want it to be custom. Just send me one.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just want to buy it.
He'll give you one, too, though.
Well, maybe, yeah. Dan, come on the pod. Dan will probably be on the pod, I hope. But anyway, back to...
Damn, I didn't know that, though.
How do we feel about... Which, deservedly so, it was the matchup of the national championship last year, right? It's Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, everybody's here. The people's hero versus the people's villain.
Yeah. You know?
It's just like the scene out of any cartoon.
Yep.
But how do we feel about that game getting more ratings than an NBA game that probably meant something? I mean, think about how close it was in the West with an outright three-way tie.
Mm-hmm.
So every game meant something back there in March. This was only like 2 weeks ago.
Yep, yep. I like it, though. Just because, I mean, what it shows to me is that there's still a place for, like, competitive pure basketball, bro.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we've been missing. I mean, just from a NBA standpoint. Of course, we're going to get it in the playoffs. But,
sure.
You know, I mean, what people want to see is, like, are you going to be vulnerable enough to really hoop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I think the ladies were bringing all season. Yeah. Not just, you know, like you said, it led up to it. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You knew what to expect just because they were consistent with, like, nah, we really trying to hoop. We really trying to get to it.
For mm-hmm. sure.
Whereas sometimes, you know, on the NBA side, you don't know who's going to play.
Yeah. Right?
You don't know who's going to take the day off and not want to hoop. Yeah. Granted, the seasons are longer, but, you know, back when we were coming up, you know what I'm saying, you can expect your favorite players to play all the time. That's absolutely why I got a lot of respect for Ant-Man. Like,
yeah.
He came out and said, like, you know, I'm a always play if I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't even got to discuss that when it comes to the ladies.
Yeah.
No.
It's no question.
Suit up.
We suiting up.
Suit up, lace up.
And I'm trying to see what you got. Let's get to it.
Right. Yeah.
People going to buy in every time. So, mm-hmm. I think that helps the NBA in a way to say, okay, people are paying attention, so if we don't start to kind of change and, like, you know, try to really get back to, like, the pureness of the actual sport,
yeah,
then, you know, they have something else to watch now.
Yeah, yeah. And I cut you off before we turned the podcast on because you were flowing and I want to get back to it.
Yeah.
Just the experience. Like, this is the first time Jay and I, all three of us were talking about it, but you're obviously more in tune with it. Being from, you know, having worked in the women's basketball space and played, obviously, and you're a girl, so that's the first
naturally
part.
But, yes. Right, naturally.
Never know nowadays.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Sorry. Might have just alienated. Anyway.
Yeah.
But the overall draft experience.
Yeah.
Like, this was the first time that I even knew when the WNBA draft was.
Yeah. Same.
It's the first time
key.
I'd really yeah. even seen it. On, I didn't
no, I
watch
it.
It.
I watched it. I tuned in for a little bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But just like that whole experience, what yeah. were some of the things that they did that you have not seen them do in the past?
I just really think the number one main thing is the media coverage.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. the media coverage surrounding the WNBA draft has never been what it was like it was last night. Or, yeah, last night, Monday night, whatever it was. And truthfully and wholeheartedly, like, it's so cool to see because it's like we see NBA players in that aspect all the time. NBA players have cameras on themselves all the time. They've got media who are talking to them, post-game interviews, all the things, right? But to be able to see the women walking the quote red carpet, right, and doing that before and having all the media and getting pulled to the side and getting asked questions about, hey, how are you going to feel if you're drafted here? Like, that's not always happened. And so it's really wild. I saw a tweet too, which puts it in perspective. Somebody, a girl who plays in the NBA, and I can't remember if it was Sydney Colson or it doesn't matter to y'all. Anyways, she tweeted, I'm so glad that the WNBA is not just they don't have to wear business casual clothes anymore. They can dress nice and they can dress in red carpet dresses and they can put on and it can be a show in a draft form, right? Because that's not always in the case. Like, y'all just, if you have not followed women's sports for a while, you have absolutely no idea how crazy this year was comparatively. Like, mm-hmm. you just have no idea.
Sure.
It's really wild. So, but I do have a tweet here. It says, Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever jersey sales passed Trevor Lawrence's for the most ever in any draft night.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
That's big time.
Most ever in any draft night. Man, number one selling.
It makes sense, though, because I was on Instagram, and I'm like, nah, they really putting them fits and everything on. Like,
yes.
They did a good job. Like, you could see the difference, though.
Yes. Prada has never dressed anybody for men's or women's sports at all. They dressed Caitlin Clark last night.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like,
that really
things
is
like
wild.
That, right? Like, when you think about things like that, like, that's insane to think about. Like, how these women are really breaking that ceiling and really propelling the for everybody else to follow.
Sure.
It's really cool to see.
We were chilling one night and we just happened to look at draft classes and y'all put me on, was like, nah, a lot of them from the same draft class though.
Yep.
W class.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's the
W class.
Literally, like, if you look at, by the way, the Lakers sealed it. AD, 2 straight free throws, win it by 4. Moving on.
Seven spot. They playing who?
Locked into the seventh spot.
Minnesota?
Maybe.
Who's number 2?
I don't know.
Let me pull it up.
Think they can beat Minnesota? They can.
Maybe.
Or are they 7th or 8th?
I don't know. But to your point on recruiting classes, let's talk about that. So of the 20,
I have it. The Lakers will be the number 7 seed. They will face the number 2 seed, the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, that's so cool.
GGs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, let me get used to Bron now. Good. Hey.
Yeah.
W way to prep, though, bro.
Bron
had
23, it's 9, over. And 9. AD had 20 and 15. D'Lo had 21. And they improved to 3-0 in the play-in games.
Mm.
But they're going
to
get smacked by Denver, so it don't matter.
I know.
Anyways.
No, I agree.
Which, on the topic of the Lakers, we get back to the recruiting class. We can clap it up for Austin Reeves. He actually played all 82 games.
Ooh,
that's awesome.
That's big time.
On your point about you don't know who's going to play with the ladies, we do know.
That's big time.
So the 2020 high school recruiting class for the women, number one overall recruit in the country was Paige Beckers, who did not – she was not going – she did not enter
She did not
her
declare
name.
For the draft.
She did not declare. Probably might be the number one pick next year.
Yeah.
She probably will be, but also another discrepancy we need to talk about. This is something I educated y'all on a few months ago, I even think. Women have to play 4 years before they can declare for the WNBA draft.
You want to change that?
What
you
think?
Get them out of there in about 2? Or
Paige,
can they
Beckers,
be one and done?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about one and done. I mean, if they want to be one and done and they think they're good enough, cool. And if they're going to get drafted, Caitlin Clark might have gotten drafted after 1 or 2 years. You know, you never know. But at the end of the day, the whole 4 years, you have to play 4 years, it's BS. Like, that's such crap.
Yeah.
Like, if Angel Reese played and she left Maryland and she had a good enough career and she just wanted to declare for the draft, she should have been able to declare for the draft. Just stupid to make them have to play a certain amount of set years. Go on, though. So that your recruiting class.
So Paige at 1, number 2 recruit in the country, Angel Reese.
Okay.
Drafted 7th.
Yep.
Last night or 2 nights ago, whenever it was. Number 3, Cameron Brink. Drafted number 2.
Stanford.
Hmm. Number 4, Caitlin Clark. Obviously, number 1.
Yep.
Number 5, Camilla Cardozo.
South Carolina.
Yep.
What, she went 5th, 6th, 4th?
No, she went 3rd.
She went 3rd.
Cardozo went 3rd.
Diamond Johnson, no clue. Sorry. Haley Van Lith, who is coming back for her. Would this be her grad year?
Yes.
Coming back.
She just entered the portal, right?
She did.
Correct.
She entered the transfer
By
portal.
By the way, it's rumors she's staying in the SEC.
She ain't coming here.
No. She's going to Mississippi State.
Oh.
She's going to go have her way.
Mm-hmm. Vic's a good coach, though.
Vic is not at Mississippi State. Vic Schaefer is at Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was there.
Uh-huh.
Who's there now?
It's the dark-headed dude. You put me on the spot. I can't think of his name. But Vic Schaefer is
She's
going
to go get one, huh? She's going to go get a bucket.
He'll let her ride.
Yeah.
If she goes to Mississippi State, and that's probably what she's thinking about going to Mississippi State, he'll let her ride. She'll do whatever she wants.
Get your money. Might as well. NIL,
Haley
no
Van Lith, who was after that?
Sydney Parrish.
Yeah.
Indiana. She got drafted, right?
Yep.
She top 10.
No, this is a crazy class.
Yeah. Priscilla Williams. Don't know her. Deja Kelly. Did she get drafted? Nope. Okay. So those two. Tahina Pau Pau.
Pau Pau.
That sounds familiar.
Shooter.
Pau Pau, South Carolina.
Sniper.
Oh.
South Carolina guard that transferred, and she's going to play another year.
Went to Oregon, transferred to South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a South Carolina transfer. She transferred and went to South Carolina.
When you said she transferred, I'm telling the people where she transferred from.
Yes, yes.
She went to Oregon. Aaliyah Edwards, UConn. She got drafted top 10. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Your
damn, second, she was in that class
third,
too.
Yeah. Fourth, fifth.
What year is this?
2020.
This is 2020.
Your second, third, fourth, fifth.
Eighth.
And 23rd people in the top 100 of 2020 high school recruiting class for women all went in the lottery.
That's tough.
Or just outside. Well, they have 12.
Yeah, it's only two rounds as well. It's 12 teams.
Shout out to number 11.
Yeah!
Marquise! Oh, she did, huh?
Yes! She drafted 11. New York Liberty.
That's hard.
Just outside of the first or the second round. Got drafted at 11.
Wow. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Shout out to Q. She was here on the side.
Dang.
QQ. I love Q to death.
That's what's
yes.
up.
Yeah. Ole Miss. Yeah.
I just, y'all let us know down in the comments what you're looking forward to most. I think for me, I'm looking forward to the 12-team playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously looking forward to basketball season.
Baseball season.
Shout out to Greg. We got to get you down here for a game before this year's over. Baseball is baseball, but I'm really excited for the 12-team playoff and obviously Hog Baseball's basketball season.
Yeah, I mean, same, bro. I'm looking forward to basketball season this year. I think Hog Hoops is going to be, you know, rocking, ready to see the team come together. I am looking forward to seeing some of these matchups in the NBA currently. I'm not going to lie. I really want to see how the Clippers and the Mavericks look. I want to see how well KD and them can put it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, man, just sports in general, like, it's been a pretty good year. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good year. So, what you think, Lainey? What you got?
I'm excited for the – after the NBA – after NBA season is over for like the 2-3-4 week break or whatever it will be, and then the Olympics. I think that's something that we didn't get to talk about much, right? Like, we'll talk about that on time to come too. But like the Olympic, we didn't get to have the Olympics in 2020. You know, and so I think it's like been much. I think it's been much anticipated. So I'm super excited that we're not going to have a summer with absolutely nothing to watch.
Yep.
And the Olympics in general. And then I think I'm excited too, just in general, to get the next school year started, to just kind of see where everything pans out.
Me too.
Like, see how football does, see how basketball does. You know, you just never know. So anyways, I think I'm just excited for all of it. But
ooh.
Breaking news. You heard it here. Not breaking news. But Jeremy Roach, Duke point guard, has been in the portal, right? His top three schools – allegedly, St. John's,
ooh.
Rick Pitino,
Kentucky,
mid.
Yes!
Let's go!
Yeah! Let's go!
Come on Journey over.
Roach, please.
Come on over.
Please. I know where you can get some really good chicken, Jeremy Roach. It's here in Northwest Arkansas. We need you.
That dunk from Buddy when he got that putback.
Gosh, oh my.
We're still talking
gosh,
about
that
this.
Was crazy. How that, did I forget?
That putback was something elite from Buddy from
Purdue. Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably mine.
The craziest part
about it. He gotta be eating way good bars. I ain't gonna lie. He eating the way good bars. He doing the stretches.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Yeah, he was on one. He
He's
was on
the
one.
J. Jones regimen.
Nah, he on that. He on that for sure. Yeah, that's probably my moment for sure.
How could I forget the dunk?
Yeah, what? That dunk was crazy, Clay.
What about you?
I think my way good moment of the NCAA tournament would have been that although Houston lost and they didn't win at all, they finished the season with 32 wins, which was
that's
really
cool.
Dang.
That's and so it was a lot of surrounding of like honoring Reggie, which I thought was really, really special. Mm. So although it didn't end how they wanted it, and although I would have loved if they would have won it all in his memory – I think it was really cool. The way that the stats kind of surrounded them this year, I thought was really special.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Talk about March, though. That's a March thing.
Yeah.
They end with 32 wins. It's a March thing. Jamal Shedd gets hurt in a game that matters most. Yeah. Can't come back. You know, DJ Burns emerging as a fan favorite. Jack Golkey. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Dalton Connect, obviously, he's been solid all year. But it's just a March. That's why March is mad.
Yeah,
facts. March is mad. But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of the Walk-Ons Pod. Please share it with somebody. It is now back on Spotify as well, too, if you guys want to go down there and take a listen, you know, while you're on your way to work or on your lunch break or whatever. Sometimes I like to put a podcast in when I'm at work as well. So
yeah, or even when you're locking in on the treadmill, throw it on.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I listen to a lot of pods when I'm just on the treadmill and just kind of chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. And they need to follow you for the fitness advice.
Wouldn't hurt. I need all help I can get. No bull. Hey, yeah, come on over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm locking in, and a big part of the reason why I've been doing that is to kind of share more insight for the boys.
Yeah.
They've been my inspiration because I get so many questions that I was just kind of like, man, maybe I do need to start really helping them with their flexibility and the things that they could really actually learn from. I don't feel like I wasn't taught this type of stuff as a kid.
No, me neither.
It was just get out there, hoop, see what you can do.
Yep. And if you're stiff, stretch, do the touch your toes.
Work.
Get to the wall.
If you're cramping, drink pickle juice.
That's it. No bull. You got some pickle juice? Cool. You can go. So
yeah, you're straight.
But there is something to, you know, becoming flexible enough and adding a routine or having a routine that just kind of helps your overall body and being explosive and all that kind of helps, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I've just been trying to do a better job about that, finding more useful, you know, things to kind of put on my social media so that the boys can see. So.
And the first step to taking care of your body is eating a way good bar.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So lock in.
Before we get out, the shirt that I'm – well, maybe not this shirt, but – and not the shirt Jay's wearing. But Neverfold.shop. Sorry.
Some of the ones you see behind Jeremy right there on the rack over there.
There are shirts, though.
We do have shirts available.
We do. Shirts are available. Hoodies as well. Y'all better get the hoodies before they go away. It's about to get warm, I know. But
yeah, we're going to mix it up a little bit.
When the hoodie's gone, they ain't coming back. Not till August.
That's true.
Right? I don't know. It's really up to you.
No,
I'm over here,
right.
Talking like it's my brand.
No, that's right.
It's like, we're cutting it off.
It's ours. You feel me? So that's right. Yeah, you got a couple, you got a couple more weeks or whatever.
So Neverfold.shop, obviously subscribe to Jay. Become a member on his channel. There's some things that he's doing over there as well. We'll go from there. Hope to see you guys here soon. Y'all let us know in the comments who you got winning the NBA Finals. Tag us on social media if you can find some Way Good bars. We still can't find them.
True.
So, but thank you so much to Way Good for sponsoring this video. And with that being said, send us home.
GG's G. We appreciate you. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.